So Lauren and her husband trying to repair their marriage after...
We were on a break!
We were on a break!
Something happened during that break, though. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
By the way, Trina says me and Macy played Friends Trivia last night at O'Charlie's. I'm ready to decide who's right or not.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So Lauren, in quotes, wrote in, my husband and I have been married for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
But we went through a rough patch recently, separated for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
We're reconciling now and even started Good. Counseling. But I came clean and admitted that I had a relationship, a one-nighter, really, while we were on a break.
Okay.
In my defense, I thought our marriage was over.
We were on a break.
Obviously, this is a big obstacle to repairing our marriage. My husband's having issues with this. He has this idea that maybe he should go have a night with someone different to level the playing field.
Oh.
Our therapist thinks that's a terrible idea.
Listen to your therapist.
And we'll just create more problems.
Oh my
but
gosh, okay.
If he thinks it will help, and I sort of agree, isn't it better to try everything to get our marriage back on track?
Okay. Is this...
Like, she's considering
this,
it.
Is this really a debate? Like, no.
That's what I think, but I think in her mind, that takes some guilt off of her, and she's sharing it with him. If he goes and does the same thing, then they're even on the scoreboard.
How is that going to make you feel better, though?
I don't know. I feel like then that's going to create all sorts of things in your brain that he's already dealing with.
Yeah.
And then that's just times two.
I don't see that working out.
You lean into what the therapist is saying, and no. I don't think we add to the problems we're already facing.
By the way, Swifty Kim rolls in on text and says, I also went to Friends Trivia at Odo Charlie last night.
This is great.
Listen, let's not get sidetracked about Friends Trivia just because we're playing.
We were on a break!
Wow.
John rolls in. He's a scorekeeper. You got to run. Yeah, you know, that's true. Like,
that
if he's keeping
indicative.
Score,
yes.
He's like, well, if you did that, I got to do it too.
Right. And that's not a great way to handle issues that come up in your marriage.
No.
Chase, this is not helpful either. Mama always says the best way to get over someone is to get under someone. No, Chase, that is not.
Yeah, I mean, we've said that, but we've said that for other things.
We have. I don't think that, like, this is one of
getting
those cases,
over a breakup.
Though. Right, but you're moving
getting
on
under,
trying to forget someone.
Sure.
We're trying to repair a marriage. I don't think that's going to be helpful, Mama.
All right. Voice notes, 502-795-1997. You've been in this situation. Tell us what happened, okay?
Mason from Meatown. Wow, Kim and Trina, no invite.
Next time, invite Mason for Friends Trivia
we
Night.
We all need to go to Friends Trivia Night at O'Charlie's. Let us
we
know.
We were on a
happening.
Break.
Okay. All right. Let's no more distractions from the topic, okay?
Okay.
We are like squirrels here.
If you were there at Friends Trivia Night, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Let us know when the next night is.
Okay. Voice notes, 502-795-1997, or text or call. Let us know what happened when this happened to you. Because, this is not something unique. You've been there. How'd it work out?
Right.
Okay? We'll hear those stories and try to help you out here. Coming up in group therapy. All right. So the one thing that we have learned with this group therapy so far on 99.7 DJX is that there is a Friends Trivia Night at O'Charlie's. That we
and
all
everybody
need
has
to...
been. Megan won it a couple of months ago. Mason's ticked off because he wasn't invited. Trina and Kim, though, had a great time. There was some drama at the end with an answer.
And the reason
and
we bring this up is because Lauren's in a we were on a break situation.
We were on a break.
Yeah, with her husband. She got with someone while they were on a break. And now he's like, well, even it up. I want to do it too.
Before we fully leave the Friends trivia, do you know who Ross cheated on Rachel with when they were on the break?
Reese Witherspoon.
No, that was Rachel's sister.
Oh, who?
Chloe from the copy shop.
Oh.
Chloe from the copy shop. So if you're going to go to Friends Trivia Night, keep that in your back pocket.
All right. Trina sent us a voice note.
So first of all, she's right. The therapist is right. Technically, it wasn't cheating because they were on a break. Number two, that's his mentality that he wants to do it too so that they can be even. Never going to work out. You might as well just get divorced now.
Yeah, good point. A lot of people are going, hey, why even see a therapist if you're not going to listen to the therapist? Because the therapist is like, that's a terrible idea.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so to the therapist saying, no, you're just going to add to the problems you're already facing. Alexa says, I was in a similar situation. This guy I liked was on a break with his wife after he had slept with someone else and he was trying to move on with me. But then after about 2 months, he decided he wanted to make it work again with his wife, tried to get back with her. They've been in marriage counseling.
Oh,
I feel like after one person is unfaithful, it's hard to go back to how you originally were. Also, after they tried working it back out, she went and got with someone else.
So I feel like if you're going to do We Were on a Break, you need to have rules before you do it. Like, hey, well, let's take a break. But like, I guess that's a moot point now because what's done is done.
Exactly. But yes, it's, but if you
there
are
need to be
taking
the
break with the intention of trying to fix the marriage, we don't go involve anybody else.
Right. You need to like do some soul searching and figure out what you want to do.
Exactly.
Before you torpedo what you have.
Yeah. Figure out if you are happier not being with your spouse, then that tells you something. But if you miss them and you feel like we need to fix this, then that tells you something too. But you just muddy the waters when you go try to involve somebody else.
It almost makes me think that he was also trying to
maybe go that direction.
Didn't do it in time,
to
and then found out that she did, and so he's like, "Dang it! I want to do it too.
I missed my chance when we were still on a break."
I don't like this, Lauren. No, that's a terrible idea.
Right.
I think we all can agree, terrible idea.
Right. Now, yes, if you are going to really fully try to fix the marriage, you're going to have to wipe the slate clean for both of you. And your husband needs to be okay with doing that, too, without feeling like he needs to even
the score. Yep.
And if he is a score keeper,
then that's
that also
be a
is not going to bode well for fixing any other future issues that come up between you two.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.